Here's more of the Morning X.
Qualify even more? Saturday Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Right Just Go. I think I got to sign up for that contest, guys. Are you getting any ACL Fest stuff? Is it me? Or is it real quiet around here about ACL Fest stuff? Anybody?
Wait, anyway, they didn't give you ACL stuff?
Emily.
I think you're the only one.
Emily.
Jason.
I will kick you down, take your credentials, and walk in if you were to. How dare you?
You look nothing like me, Jason. Yeah. I'll never let you in.
I would love to see Jason try to disguise himself as Emily.
I will walk in, and I'll be like, check out this nose, okay? This is clearly, I'm clearly Emily from the radio.
Flash his ass, I'm not wearing underwear.
Ah.
Norm MacDonald's still dead. It's sad.
You gotta wait 3 days.
Yeah. Look, the dude was awesome. I was very pleased with the segment we did on it yesterday.
Yeah.
And that, but I forgot
just
one thing.
Because you didn't cry?
I forgot something, okay? When I was pointing out just my absolute adoration for Norm MacDonald and all the awesome things that he did and the fun appearances he's had on this show and how he got me in trouble with Augie Garrido indirectly, I did not point out degenerate gambler.
Oh yeah,
like one of your people. Yeah,
that's why you guys get along.
One of my guys, and so that's perhaps why he spoke to me. And yeah, I should have tipped the cap to the degenerate gamblers of the world yesterday while we were memorializing Norm MacDonald. Hopefully, you've fallen down maybe a Norm MacDonald YouTube wormhole. There's so many fun things out there. That's part of the reason that the guy's brilliant.
Yeah.
And now that he passes away. Not only is everybody, he has like 100% approval rating with, you know, professional comics, but also just, you know, random people everywhere. Nobody's like, Norm MacDonald overrated. But there's just like an endless amount of clips and things that people are like, this was my favorite Norm MacDonald thing. And I'm like, I've never seen that. The guy who sent me the Mangrate commercial yesterday, you made my afternoon. Thank you. If you Norm MacDonald lost a sponsorship from Mangrate. It's a grill accessory, but there's just a supercut of him destroying this ad, and it's so hilarious. It's so great because that's what he did. He was great at all of those things. You know what? I hope when I pass away in a year or so, guys, people have a hard time deciding what was the one thing. You know, it's probably that Tony Romo fix you moment, right?
That's
my legacy.
That was good. Well, I mean, there's so many dumb question amnesties that we can. It's hard to narrow one down. I mean, my favorite was the time that you ran into Christian Bale at 7-Eleven. That will always be number one.
That is a good one.
Hey!
I don't have it ready. There's a lot of fun Norm MacDonald clips out there. This ain't one of them. I'll warn you, this gets a little heavy here. Is Norm MacDonald telling us in this podcast from 2016 that he has cancer? I'm sure he's talking to Chris Hardwick, so it's on the Nerdist Network, if not the actual Nerdist podcast. Mm-hmm. But he talks extensively about people having cancer. So Norm MacDonald, if you don't know, passed away after 9 years battling cancer, and for the most part, nobody knew. Because he believes, he explains here, how he doesn't really think that it's right or, I don't know, brave for people to talk about it.
It's almost like the height of narcissism to think that you're going to be so brave as to talk about it in person.
Right.
Whereas all you're doing is just garnering sympathy for yourself.
Well, I guess that's true.
How is that brave? It seems cowardly to me.
My dude doesn't sound great there. You know, now that you reverse engineer this whole thing.
He sounds a little gargly.
Like, honestly, like, I'm just thinking of the times when I've seen him. And, like, I see him at the World Series of Poker. And I'm like, man, Norm is looking rough. And I'm like, he's probably been up for 3 days gambling. And now I'm like, or he has cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... But his whole thing is basically that he thinks it's better, it's more noble not to talk about it.
Then if I had a specific ailment, and possibly I do, you don't know.
I don't know.
But I would not talk about it. I would not, I hope that I would not discuss it benefit monetarily from that.
Is that a thing that people are doing?
Well,
no, he's saying benefit monetarily, using it for financial gains.
He talks about how there's some actor that could have won an Oscar if he told everybody.
Some actor, Richard Farnsworth.
Nobody knows who that is. But like, he could have won an Oscar if out of sympathy if he had announced that he had cancer. So, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
And the other thing, I remember he had a famous joke, at least to me, about some family member losing their battle with cancer. It's
because the light was on.
Yeah. And so he was like, he was talking about just his disdain for the phrase, the battle with cancer. So everybody says Norm MacDonald lost his battle with cancer.
Oh,
that's a reverse tribute.
You're crapping on his grave now.
Well, he didn't like that. So, and I kind of respect it. I mean, there is something I think of not having to go through things alone. But when you're, you know, one of the most famous people in the world, you know, relatively, I can understand why he would have that opinion. Like, nobody cares that.
You know, I see people on social media all the time who are doing things.
Not Emily.
Doing things for the likes.
It's fine.
I'm just kidding. That was an unfair shot at you. Okay.
Hey.
Your nose is fine.
Oh, this is going to be a great day.
Now you get permission to just say the most heinous things about you and just throw in a half-hearted, I like your nose comment.
I see people doing things just for the likes.
Yeah. Milk crate challenge.
And I'll, you know, in some of those instances, it's like, you know, hey, guys, we're about to get the chemo again. And when that is the case, I'm like, hey, if this person need the little shot of dopamine or whatever you get when you get to 100 likes and then you get to 200 likes and you get the comments or whatever, I say good for you, okay? If that's easing your day, go for it, man.
Yeah.
All right?
And then there's also, like,
because you just got a new jacket, I don't care, okay? Knock it off. Nobody likes your new jacket.
Hey, again,
and if they do, I don't care.
Are you pointing at me?
Emily does have a new jacket.
I literally have a new jacket.
I'm sorry.
You tore off the tag this morning when I walked in, forgot the tag, said, guys, I got a new jacket. Also, my nose is ugly. Wow, let's just keep this going. You know what? I have really big feet,
follower,
Jason.
At Earth Toast for a post of this new jacket and the caption, can you believe this is only $9.99?
It was only $9.99.
Quite a find.
It's a hefty jacket.
That's a good look, man.
Wait,
a vintage type jacket, right? It's not new off the line, right?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Good Let's job. Keep talking about cancer. Come on.
Sorry.
Stop talking about me.
Yes. Norm brings up Richard Farnsworth. Nobody knows who that is. Who, was secretly battling cancer. He eventually took his own life, leaving behind a note for his loved ones. Now, nobody cares because nobody knows who that is, right, Nick? But Norm actually says that is heroic.
That to me is courageous. Like, you're not being a burden to your family. You know, they know nothing about it. And then you're gone.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dark.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's a little. Norm MacDonald's a dark guy in a lot of ways.
I feel like a lot of comedians are.
That's the way that it works.
Yeah. Okay. The funnier you are, the darker you are.
Well, no, I think it's the other way.
Seinfeld.
Oh. Can't be well adjusted and funny.
Yeah.
Even Jerry. That's a little.
No, he's famously will tell you that he's had a perfect life and everything's great and that he's like, yeah, I'm that one exception to the rule.
Jerry dated like a 15-year-old. His life is not perfect.
Like a 15-year-old or a 15-year-old?
Okay, a 15-year-old.
Was it a 15-year-old?
It was like 15 or 16, and he was like in his 30s.
Yeah, but that was...
What do you mean that was...
That was in the 80s, Emily, okay?
I don't know if it was in the 80s, though.
80s 15 was so much different than...
She was 17,
Emily. That's not funny!
Okay,
oh, sorry.
So, yeah, right.
Yeah. 17. Apologize to Jerry Seinfeld.
Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald. You're the man and an awesome gambler. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jay Stick and friends, Nick Hasha, noted young person, Emily, go!
Why don't you tell me this was your first time?
To pick you up on our very first date.
And us.
And now, hey! Emily's first time.
Thursdays, 7:30-ish, it's Emily's first time because she's but a young 23.
I am a child.
And you're not like that girl Jerry Seinfeld dated.
No. I'm a little bit older
of
a child.
He married her, so it's okay.
He married her?
Did he marry her? Research has been hard at work on this. We'll let you know by check back next week.
Yeah,
I may have researched with Google
news.
Image search.
Yeah.
Not,
So yeah, Emily is experiencing many things for the first time ever. What do you have for us this week?
Well, this week, actually last week, I had my first time, get this, being the talent at an event.
Excuse me?
That's right.
The talent?
It's all about me.
Uh-huh.
All
How
about
did
me.
That happen, Jason?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Get that? So I went to...
Explain to the kids at home who are not radio professionals. Being the talent, what does that mean?
That means I get asked to show up,
uh-huh.
show my beautiful self
yeah.
up to an event to say, hello, world.
Yeah.
Emily is here from The Morning X.
Right. Emily's going to be at the Discount Tire at 183 in Palmer. If you want to hang out, grab a koozie, go say hello to Emily from The Morning X. Was it a Discount Tire?
It was not a Discount Tire.
It was not. I don't think 183 in Palmer intersect.
Yeah, no. It was last week at Moon Tower Saloon. It was great.
Can you believe what they pay us? Jesus, it's offensive.
It's not a us. That's a you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a you.
Sorry,
you
don't get the dick rate.
Wait, they pay you?
Yeah, pretty good.
No, but I did. So it was kind of a tough one. I've done remotes in the past. Uh-huh. I was a little PC back in the day.
Promotions coordinator.
Sorry. I'm using too many big words. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're too small. Uh-huh. They're not really big. So I'm used to setting up the events for you big radio people. Yeah, I'm used to being the big radio person.
Right.
Putting out the prize table.
Yep.
Arranging
yep.
those stickers and koozies. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Doing the
How are you
sweat.
At folding shirts?
I'm pretty good at
folding started
shirts.
As a remote coordinator. We didn't even know the word promotions coordinator yet.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I remember the day that I perfected my shirt folding technique, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, god damn, you good, Jason. You good.
Yeah.
Just drop it on the table, however it landed.
I bet you I'm going to have a 20-year career in this business based on this right now.
Okay? Yeah. I like to think that somebody saw you folding those shirts and like, you know what? We got to get that guy on the air.
Morning show.
A microphone.
Morning
show.
That's basically what happened with me, right?
It's kind of what happened.
I said a joke, and I folded a shirt, and then everybody was like, she's perfect. Get her on there.
Good job, man.
Thank you. Well, actually, that was not a good idea because I was this close to being late to my first remote. And when I say this close, you can't see, but my fingers are very close together. Uh-huh.
That's part of being talent, too.
Yeah. I mean, I live in Hyde Park, and as they've established...
Wow. You must be rich.
That's not what they established. As they established, I'm pretty okay with time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Time is not my enemy, but it's not my friend.
Every day
it's a peer.
Emily walks into the studio seconds, usually literally seconds before the show is going to start.
Not all the time.
Yes, yes. Okay, it's a double-digit amount of seconds, all right?
No, it's a couple of minutes.
Okay, fine. Look,
it's not 6 o'clock.
I got no problem. I got no problem with your arrival time. It's fine, okay? Previous iterations of this program, some people were like, yeah, come in much later than that. That's fine as well. That would be a problem. But every day when Emily comes in, look for this, Nick. Like, she always walks through the studio door for the first time as if she's just been through something.
Yeah.
We made it, guys.
It's like she made it to the top of Mount Everest and like planted her flag in the studio. Like, we did it, people!
I'm like, Emily, there's nobody.
We lost some people on the way here.
There's nobody on the road at 5 whatever a.m. when you're driving in. What is the obstacle that every day you come in, it's like,
this morning I thought I was going to hit a homeless guy.
That was a close one, guys. A close one.
It's the walk down the hallway to get here just seconds after the microphones go on, because sometimes I'll hear her and she's huffing and puffing and jingling and jangling. And things
are all lies for the radio.
Multiple bags are bouncing on her shoulder.
But you made it on time. While I am a fan of Moon Tower Saloon, I have pointed out to them many times, their location is too far south.
It's very far south.
They refuse to move it.
I call that North San Antonio. Yeah, I guess people like live there now and stuff. It's crazy.
The thing is, I left like an hour early to get there, but it was during rush hour, which
were you
I
on a
should
scooter?
Have. No, I left an hour early, and there was just so much traffic on 35 because all the dang people are moving to Austin. All those Californians. I mean, I moved to Austin, not from California, but like I moved here, so I get it. So I show up at the remote. This time I am huffing and puffing. Truly, oh my gosh, I made it. And we get there, meet up with my PC. Hi, Ari. How are you? Thank you for having it all set up for me. I appreciate it. And then I had to do the radio thing, you know, where I talk on the air and say, hey, I'm here. Come visit me.
Oh, give us a taste real quick.
Was hard.
We should have had it. We should have gotten it.
I know. I thought about it.
I can get it here in a second.
It was kind of tough. I had to edit a lot.
What?
Because I was...
See, you kids.
I was
goddamn kids. When I came up in this business... They put you on live, okay? You run into the Moon Tower Saloon, you're huffing and puffing, and you call Toby and you're like, hey, I'm here. And he's like, okay, we're coming to you in 40 seconds. And I'm like, oh, fine.
I was already so stressed. Fine.
And then you got to go for 60 seconds. None of these 30-second
Collins
that
seconds.
You guys are doing. 60 seconds live. No edits. No,
totally forgot.
Hold on, let me take that one again. It's live.
Yeah, and totally forgot to mention, I was extra stressed too because on the way there, in traffic, my gas light came on.
Oh, no.
As you know, I've had car trouble recently, so I don't know how long my gas light can stay on without, like, I don't know if it's 2 miles or like 40 miles until I run out of gas. So I'm just speeding there like, oh my God, it's my first remote. I'm going to be late. And
So you see the gas light come on. And your reaction is to floor it?
Yeah. Is that not what I'm
supposed
to do?
Counterproductive.
Is that not what I'm supposed to do? Oh, well, that's a shame. Luckily, though, it ended up being a great remote. You know, I got into the flow of things. I got into the, hey, it's Emily from 101. Oh, I already messed up.
Sweet flow.
See, I'm nervous again. I got into the flow of things. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Emily here from the Morning X. Come visit me, Moon Tower Saloon, right now. And I did all of that, and I had a few people come visit me. I really appreciate you making the drive. Those people, you know who you are. Thank you for coming out and supporting. We were supporting Ham. I appreciate that as well. But for you people that didn't show up, I have beef with you. This is my first remote.
For the people who didn't show up, so like...
All of our fans on Twitter that always tweet me, that always at me. Where were you? In the time of need, a.k.a. a time of... me actually being out in public for the first time.
Oh, I see. You're upset that there wasn't more fanfare. There wasn't more turnout for your...
I mean, there was some turnout, but there wasn't...
promotional event that you've already declared very difficult to get to.
I mean, it wasn't that difficult. It's just because I live...
Mm-hmm.
I did text...
Why? What? Come on.
I put out the bat signal for people over some of our South Austin dedicated P1 listeners to come out and see you, and they were all like, is she wearing cosplay?
Is that all I am to all of you?
Do you put out the bat signal when I have an event?
No.
It was my first event. Jason, you didn't even show up to my first event. What's up with that?
Look, you were getting my talent money, okay? I'm not going to show up for your thing when you're getting my money.
You can't resist a good beer,
this
right?
This is pretty adorable, Emily, I got to say. And my apologies for all the insider radio talk that goes on in this one. Hopefully people follow and relate. But they relate. Here's the thing about remotes, Emily. Earmuffs to all of the sponsors, past, future, and current on this program. Nobody comes to those things.
People do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people come, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't.
Especially.
The place is going to be packed, all right?
Yeah, I expect
better
it.
Rent an extra parking lot if Emily's coming, because they're going to.
Yeah, because spoiler alert, everybody.
Schedule every bartender you have.
Everybody, spoiler alert.
Uh-huh.
If you missed out on meeting me this last time, and now you're thinking to yourself, you're like, man, I feel so terrible right now. Emily is such a good person. Like, I let her down. I'm truly not her friend at all. It's okay, because guess what? All three of us will be out in the open soon.
Me, you, and all three of us?
Yeah, all three of us. Next Friday. Do you know this?
Next Friday, we're going somewhere?
Yeah, we're going somewhere. We're doing a happy hour, guys. Put it on your calendar. Right. Next Friday.
Save the date. Next Friday,
happy
hour.
This is a real thing.
They're paying talent to all three of us?
Yeah, I think so.
They getting took, man.
Yeah.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Yo, we have a $20 Pluckers gift card to give away. Thanks again to my homies at Pluckers hooking up some prizes for us.
Yum.
We've depleted not only the concert tickets, but apparently the Pervert Con. We are out of tickets for that as well.
For this week. We'll have
Am I not
week.
To call it Pervert Con?
Don't
Aren't
call
they using
it Pervert Con?
They're
no.
using Pervert in their own marketing, right?
That's if you only go, if you're a VIP.
Oh, only the
It's a very
the
important
general
pervert.
Public
oh.
Yes. Which go to 101x.com, enter our contest to win your very
right.
important pervert passes, but
nobody's going to enter this nobody's going to enter this contest if you keep saying the word pervert.
They named it very important pervert, okay?
It's just
I'm using their marketing materials.
You get to skip the lines and you get a bunch of cool stuff with it, including meeting yeah. voice actors, and just please apply to my contest.
Go to 101x.com. Apply to Emily's contest.
Yeah,
if you want to go
contest.
To the Etchy Expo as a very important pervert. All the details are there. But right now, 512-835-1015, we have a $20 Pluckers gift card to give away when we play a brand new game. I'm excited. I'm not even playing. I'm pumped for the game. Good luck on the phone. 101x, it's the Morning X. Jason Diggins, Prince Nick Hodge, denoted young person Emily, and you... can watch on Facebook Live this segment right now. If you're driving, swerve into the ditch. Quick, pull over, take out your phone, give us a like, 101X Morning X on Facebook, and you can watch this Tuesdays and Thursdays. We live stream one segment over there. Right now, your chance to win a $20 Pluckers gift card. Thanks again to my homies at Pluckers. Nick, you had this, the bacon-wrapped hot dog that they have at Pluckers. I'm looking at a picture right now. It's topped with macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
What in the what?
And wrapped in the bacon.
How in the...
Didn't we already talk how one hot dog a day takes off, like, what, 30 days of your life or something?
What a helpful thing to say about this plug.
Sweet.
For Pluckers.
Well, no, but I'm just saying. Let me finish.
Are you professional or not?
That is the only way that I would ever be able to eat a hot dog and really enjoy it.
Is how?
Is wrapped in bacon. And
covered in macaroni and cheese.
Because if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down with that Pluckers hot dog. Can you let me finish?
You know what? Saved it. Sure.
I'm true. It's true.
That's because you didn't let her finish. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Win a $20 Pluckers gift card with the first ever edition of Take Heed, Because I'm a Lyrical Poet. Is what I would call this game under the old naming of games rules. We really got to stop naming student games stupid stuff, guys. That's
Nick, Vanilla Ice.
Very good. You Googled it. Don't act like you
No, I just heard you say it so many times over the years.
You didn't. Okay, here, let's play. Take Heed, because I'm a Lyrical Poet.
Don't you know it?
Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it.
A1A, Detroit Avenue.
This is your basic Finish the Lyrics game. I'm going to play you a clip of a very popular song, and then today, Nick and Emily are going to face off in Who Knows the Rest of That Lyric. This is an Emily suggestion because she says she sucks at song titles, but man, does she know the words to songs.
Yeah, but I don't know if I know the words to your songs.
These are not my songs. These are the world's songs, yes. So here, there's three of them. We're going to try something a little special here. We're going to do three of them. Each one is worth 5 points. And then we're going to do Final Jeopardy style last question where you can wager any amount of points that you guys have accrued to that point.
Ooh.
Please accrue some points.
Gotcha.
In the first three. All right. You ready?
I'm nervous.
I'll take alternative for 400.
Each play on behalf of a listener. Charles called first, chose Team Emily.
Good.
You have chosen... Okay. Renee, you get Nick. So if Nick wins the game, Renee, you're going to Pluckers. Emily, you're playing for Charles. Everybody ready?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to write down your answer, but then I'll encourage you when you give your answer to sing it. All right?
Okay.
Here we go. Number one is a Katy Perry song.
I kissed a girl, I liked it, the taste of her.
Just finish that lyric. What comes after that from Katy Perry? Don't think too long. This is a piece of cake for you, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love this song.
Gosh.
Could I relate? The world may never know.
Wow. I assume Emily said the taste of her bacon-wrapped hot dog breath.
With mac and cheese on top.
Yeah. You ready, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, here, let's go to Emily. No, you know what? I'm going to go to Hajda first. I'm going to play it, and if you should get so inclined to sing your response.
I'm going to sing it.
Okay, all right.
I kissed a girl, I liked it, the taste of her.
And now I'm an addict.
Taste of her, comma, and now,
now
I'm an addict.
Okay.
Yeah.
Emily?
I kissed a girl,
Cherry chapstick.
Cherry chapstick.
I'd like to change my answer.
What's that?
I'd like to change my answer.
Yeah.
To what?
Cherry
the right
chapstick.
One.
No.
Okay. That is 5 points for Emily. Nick with zero. That's fine, though. There's a there's a Nick one coming down the pike, probably, maybe. I don't know. Okay. Number two is from 21 Pilots.
Sipping on straight glory.
What is the lyric?
Oh no.
Sipping on straight chlorine.
Mumble.
Oh no.
I guess then no need for a poker face in this one. Sipping on straight chlorine.
Okay, I'm trying to think of Okay.
All right. You ready, Emily?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we
go. Thinking of the after effects of, sipping chlorine.
Here we go. Sipping on straight chlorine. Let the vibe
slide over me. Sweaty bodies everywhere.
I'm going to go with, do you guys have any idea how expensive this is?
Hang on. I'm going to need you to sing that one for me, Nick. Sipping on straight chlorine.
You guys have any idea how expensive it is?
It's not, is it not sweaty bodies you're gonna, everywhere?
You're going to want to need an Amazon Prime account.
Beat is a chemical. Oh, no. Beat
is a chemical. This beat is a chemical. This beat don't save my seat.
Okay. I'll be back when it's all complete. I thought there was some line in that song that goes, sweaty bodies everywhere. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. You're sipping on straight chlorine. Everybody's dying.
Okay. Five for Emily. Nick still with nothing.
Can I get half
some
points?
Get some points here, Nick. Okay. Get some points so we can play the final lyrical poet. Okay, the last artist here is Kid Rock. What is the lyric?
What is the song?
That's Cowboy by Kid Rock.
All right.
This is an iconic piece of lyrical masterpiece.
Oh, no.
I'm a Painist Town Red. What follows? I'm a Painist Town Red.
Okay.
You ready, Emily?
Yeah. The only association I have with Kid Rock is the bar at Nashville, and that's it.
Kid Rock's Honky Tonk.
Yeah.
And Steakhouse.
They might have played this song.
Okay. Now with COVID.
I promise you, if you stayed there for 45 minutes, you heard this song. Okay, I want you to sing your answer, Emily.
Vanilla Ice. I was trying to go.
I'm a Painter's Town Red and then Vanilla Ice.
And then beat Vanilla Ice. Because it kind of went with the song.
Aja?
And the chicks with the beepers. Beepers, beepers, beepers.
Boo! 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 I'm a Painter's Town Red.
White. Oh, that classic lyric that everybody just sings along with at the Kid Rock show.
Hey, I was close. I said Vanilla Ice. He's a white rapper.
I had a Kid Rock lyric. Can I get a half a point?
All right. Y'all want to go to Final Jeopardy?
I really do.
Nick with 0 points.
No, I want to go home.
No, I do like this game.
Yes, because you're winning.
I'm rusty.
Winning.
Okay. I'm a little rusty.
Yeah, a little rusty. Right. Yeah. Okay, you can wager any amount of points that you have.
We should have a special rule that I get to wager whatever points you guys have. If I'm playing against Emily, I get to wager how many points she has.
I'm going to tell you the artist, and then you can make your wager.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Will not affect my wager.
Right. The artist is Metallica.
Ooh.
Metallica.
Okay.
Are you going to make your
wager? Write your wager down.
Oh.
15 points.
No, you can't wager. What are you talking about? Just write it down.
Okay.
And then, have you seen Jeopardy before?
Yeah.
Are you all upset that you guys have 0 points, Nick?
Yeah, I am. I am. A little butter about it. Let's do it.
There's a man down. Okay.
Hey, write down your answer, Nick. Oh, let me think. I'm going to need some more time.
Zero.
What was that?
What was that? Grumble, grumble?
Oh, I think he's mad because he knows this one.
No, it's because I don't know this one.
Oh, then why? Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. I don't care.
Can you do it?
You want to hear it again?
Yeah. Something's wrong. Set the light. Maybe not tonight.
Okay.
Good news is, guys, I think the Facebook live stream broke, so I don't think they're watching on the internet.
Oh.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. What do you think of the game? Let's go to Nick first for his answer.
All right, play me the clip.
Okay.
I'll hit it out of sight. Exit lights. It's all right. I lost this game, but at least people come to my events.
People came to my events, Nick.
That is not correct. What was your wager, Nick?
Oh, 0 points.
Emily?
Should I say my wager first, or should I say?
Yeah,
sure.
My wager was only 1 point because I knew Nick wasn't going to win.
You could have wagered four, but that's fine.
You could have wagered zero and you would have won. I can't.
Yeah.
All right. Here, you want to sing it?
Yeah. Nick lost the game.
Show me where that's written down on your paper.
I said I'm not going to give a real answer because Nick is going to lose either way. So.
And they are to Snow White.
There's not a white reference in this. Was that?
It's like Mama Dick always told me, white is right.
Oh. Yeah, wrong.
That's not funny.
Well, you know the lyrics, but not the song titles there.
Congratulations. Hey, who won?
Oh, yeah. You know
what? Yeah. Get it.
Charles. Congratulations, buddy. You're going to get the $20 Buckers gift card. We do have a prize for you as well, Renee. Hold on. Lady Kyle tweets at The Morning X, says, I like the new game. Get the listeners to compete.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Julio from SA says, yes, new game is a winner. Add it to the rotation. Make sure you give a completely nonsensical, dumb name for it. Take heed, because I'm a lyrical poet. Might be the name of the game. I don't know. Chad in Cincy says, the game was great. The players, not so much.
You know what? It's fine.
Zach for New Braunfels says, sounds like a fun game. I'm afraid your co-hosts are too incompetent when it comes to music to be a success. Did I make it too hard?
Yeah.
I
need you to sing me the lyric. Because I literally, like, the part where I'm trying to...
I need to sing you the lyric?
I can't understand what any of those people are saying. 21 Pilots, Kid Rock, Metallica, Mash Mouse, all of them. I need your Jason Dick interpretation.
At Guessing Cat says, this game just has me screaming random lyrics in traffic, and I love it. # chicks with beepers. Good. It's here to stay.
Yay.
The super dumbed down easy version next time? I don't know. We'll see.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.